Florida Matters recently hosted a panel discussion in front of a live audience at the St. Petersburg Conference on World Affairs. We talk with experts about how the Tampa Bay area is becoming a cultural mecca for international tourists. This week on Florida Matters, we'll hear highlights from that conversation. In this preview, we'll hear from Leroy Bridges with Visit St. Pete Clearwater and Michael Francis. He's the music director of the Florida Orchestra, about how to draw even more people to the local art scene.
What's it like to be international coming to St. Petersburg? Well, having come from Memphis, as you can clearly tell. So, when I first arrived here as a guest conductor with the Florida Orchestra, I was really blown away by the quality of the orchestra. I didn't know what to expect coming here. And getting to see the halls, getting to see the people, getting to realize that we reach a metropolis of around 2.5 to 3 million people, it really hit me that there is something very, very special going on here. And in some ways, I felt that, well, I wanted to come here because I want to make sure that we build a station where the train is heading. And that's what's happening here in Tampa Bay. This is one of the most exciting places in North America. And for me, one of the great qualities is that how do you make St. Petersburg culturally international? It's through partnerships. On its own, it doesn't work. Berlin has recognized that the reason they're pumping more money into the culture than they can possibly afford is because they realize that cultural tourism is their biggest income. The Philharmonic, the museums, all the galleries, all the history. So here, what do we have here? Well, we have something spectacular. We have this glorious Dalí Museum. We have the Museum of Fine Arts. We have the Morian Collection. We have the Florida Orchestra. And when we work together, this is something very exciting. Last year, we had a concert which we celebrated Dalí's work in music, and we combined the two together. We just had the Star Wars concert, which was celebrating the museum's fabulous collection as well. When you partner up together, amazing things happen. So St. Petersburg is outstanding. So is Tampa Bay, the whole area. That's why I built my life here. And it's not because my wife's from Lutz. It's because of what's going on culturally. It's because of what is happening. Let's be like Berlin. Let's make cultural tourism the main attraction.
Okay, Leroy Bridges.
Yeah. Visit St. Pete Clearwater is a department of Pinellas County government. We're the third most popular destination in the state. St. Pete Clearwater, behind only Mickey and Miami, and drawing 6.3 million visitors. Those are paying overnight visitors in 2016. When we talk about international, we get about a little less than 2 million international visitors a year. If we had the choice, we would replace all 6.3 million with international visitors, and the answer to why is the international visitor will stay longer and spend more. And one of our mantras, we could kind of care less about quantity of people. You want a higher paying visitor, right? So if you can still draw 6.3 million people, not increase the number, but increase the spend, the economic impact, that's what we're after. That's what we're about. We're a peninsula on a peninsula that's built out and has enough traffic. We don't want more people. We want higher spending people. So that's really our objective. And we've accomplished that. Over the last 5 years, the average daily rate for hotel rooms in the destination has increased by more than 50%. And occupancy, the number of visitors, is increasing at a much slower rate. And so we're accomplishing that goal of getting slightly more people, but really getting them to pay more for the same product than they were 5 years ago. And obviously, that's a huge credit to the growing and burgeoning art scene and the amazing beaches that we pair side by side so people can be inspired to travel here.